Welcome to the newest episode of Walnut Grovecast. As you may know, I've been recording Walnut Grovecast for nearly 4 years, and as we approach our 100th episode, I just wanted to thank the people who continue to support this show. I received a package of new stickers in the mail today, and we'll get them out by the end of the week. This is absolutely the corniest of stickers, so be prepared. I would like to thank the following supporters for their continuous support. Suzanne Holland, Spunky Cheek, Leah Mitchell, Laura Solarin, Kim and Jack Layer, Chris Hassler from the VHS Rewind podcast, Dana Wilkins, Chantel Dubois-Nishiyama, Aaron Wortman, Peyton England, Angela Bowen, Anne Quinn, Dottie Cashin, Stacy Keller, Gerald Lang, Matt Mercier, Dean Butler, Ginny Comer, Jeannie Schneider-Mitchell, Jeff Griffin, Laura Furman, Megan Parker, Melissa Gilbert, The No Agenda Podcast, Rebecca Harris, Sherry Benner, Susan King, Teresa Trapp, Valerie Williams, Whitney, Brian S., Bobby Young, Brenda Worsley, Chris Cooling from the Forgotten TV Podcast, Don Roberts, Samantha Larson-Randall, and Max Duration. Thank you again for your support, and I look forward to making many, many more episodes. If you would like to support Walnut Grovecast, please visit patreon.com/walnutgrovecast. Without further delay, please enjoy the newest episode of Walnut Grovecast. Walnut Grove is a place to be. If you live in 1863, Walnut Grove was a place to be. If you live in 1863. Jump into it right away because this music is so jarring and so strange to me.
It is.
It's so modern, and when I look at the intro to the A New Beginning,
yes,
I see the house. The house looks cleaner than it's ever been before.
And why show the house? They don't live in the house.
Well, the Carters, you know, the Carters are
get the dirty Carters out of there.
The dirty Carters, evict those Carters. You know, well, Victor French should have ended up in there.
But, you know, get out of the house.
Well, I think that it would have just been great if Laura ended up in the house, of course.
I don't know why they didn't do it that way. I really don't. Of course, yeah. They'd need another disaster for her house or something. I don't know.
Well, I want to welcome back to the show, Suzanne Holland. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing really well. We were just talking about a candy from our childhoods. Mr. Bones. I don't know who made Mr. Bones.
Somebody who was brilliant.
But was there a brand name attached to it? Was it Pez? Maybe it was Pez.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they had a better plastic, right?
Yeah, the coffin was plastic.
Yeah, and I do remember I would get the coffin, I would keep it, and I would probably put stuff in it, right?
Just like funny little rocks.
You know, I have a friend who has a collection of everything. His house is like a museum. I bet you he has Mr. Bones. I'm going to guarantee he is Mr. Bones. And by the end of the week, I will have a Mr. Bones.
And you can send me pictures and I'll be really jealous.
Yeah. Well, if I get more than one, I might pop one in the mail. So
wow.
There you go. It's like, you know.
But nothing could be better than my Harriet Olsen sticker.
Well, there's more coming. So I'm designing another one this week and there's something else I'm designing. So There's some designing happening around my plumbing issues. I just have to find little moments of sanity to get these things done. But you know what? If you were to live in Walnut Grove, right? You grew up there and you grew up to the richest girl in town. And then you met a man and moved away to New York City, of all places. And then you came back. I mean, this is the story that we're talking about today. It's a big one. This is, for many people, this is a very memorable episode.
Yes.
The return of Nellie.
And I think parts of it are disturbing, too.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, the wig.
But we can talk about that.
I think Alison Arngrim's wig is extremely disturbing.
It, yes, that wig is beyond belief.
Yeah,
it's, how much does that weigh?
You know, and I don't know. I just feel like she looks uncomfortable for the pretty much the entire time she's there.
Yes.
So I don't know what that was about. I wonder if there was some type of decision where she has to be dressed up a little bit more based upon having maybe city life now.
Yes. Big, she's a city girl.
So I do have one question, and I want to see if you might know the answer. Mm-hmm. Now, she married Percival, and they moved to New York City. Mm-hmm. What was his job?
He worked in his he ran his father's store after his father died.
So he, you know, he was a chef, you know, and he gave up all that to run a store like a mercantile.
Right. But it could have been a very profitable store. Well,
they refer to him in this episode as very successful.
Yes.
I don't know.
But Sarah Carter said that.
Well, that's true.
Sarah. And she wanted to get a news story. So
she doesn't like it when they call it a little house either. They're like,
you're going to butter someone up for that.
This is my big house. This isn't a little house. Yeah, she's the type to like sand down the mantle on the fireplace and put her own initials or something.
That, oh my God, that would be brutal.
They should have. I think it should have been an episode where you see them. You see them with the plane where it's like, shunk, shunk.
Invite Laura over and do it in front of her.
You hire Gil Gerard to come in and, you know, can you just make it flat?
Uncle Chris.
Yeah, Uncle Chris comes in to save the day.
Yeah.
You know, and we're recording this on Father's Day, and I really regret not posting a picture of Gil Gerard when I posted a Happy Father's Day to everyone. It's just one of those things where it really would have made quite a splash, I think.
I think so. You know, it was a cozy situation.
Now. Yeah. Gil Gerard. I would have loved to see Gil Gerard become a weekly character in Little House on the Prairie. He didn't seem so much. So he didn't seem too busy either. He easily could have fit it in.
Yeah.
So we are talking about, as we said before, The Return of Nellie. It aired on November 15th, 1982. And I don't know. It's a pretty quick moving episode, really.
It is.
I'm going to guess this is also Nellie's 20th birthday. She had 20 candles, I counted.
You counted? I didn't even think of that.
I had to. I just had to see because I saw, I'm like, this is a lot of candles. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if you put more than 5 candles on anyone's birthday cake, it's too much.
Yeah.
It's just too much.
And married twice by 20.
Oh, that's true.
She married Luke.
She has twins. But I'm going to play a clip here. I say we just jump right into it.
Sounds good to me.
And we, I would say this is more of a Nancy episode than it is a Nelly episode.
I concur.
By far. So here we go.
I tell you, I didn't do it. How can you accuse me of something I didn't do?
You did do it. Now stand in the corner.
No, it's not right. It's not fair.
Nancy, I saw you shoot the spitball at Jason. Why would I say that if it weren't true?
Because you hate me, that's why.
In the corner.
I won't. Not for something I didn't do.
Nancy Olson.
I said no.
How come the rest of us have to stand in the corner when we do something wrong and you don't?
Mind your own business.
Children.
Listen, I saw you shoot that spitball.
Is that so?
Yeah, that's so. A whole bunch of us did. So why don't you just do as you're told for once?
I tell you what I'm going to do, Willie Olson.
She dumps ink on his head.
All over his head.
This would stain anyone for, I don't know, the week at least, right?
Yes.
But he does manage to get it off, maybe with a little witch hazel. Not really sure what they had back then.
But it's so wasteful, ruining clothes.
Yeah, and ink. It's blue. It's blue ink as well, which I thought was strange.
You know, I thought that was odd too, and I did a little research.
Oh.
You know, just call me Susan. But I did a little research, and it turns out that they did use both colors of ink in schools at that time, so the teacher could use one color and to grade assignments, so it would be different than the kids' work.
And what is ink? I mean, we know there's squid ink, but I don't think this is squid ink.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure what it, what, I guess I should have done a little research. But it's not really that important because Willie just goes nuts. And this also,
he really does.
This is also older Willie. This is...
mature Willie.
Yeah, this is kind of, you know, chill Willie. Chilly Willie. And so here we go. He goes nuts on her and chases her into the mercantile.
But not this time.
Father, protect me!
Let me at her!
All right, calm down.
I just want to get my hands on
her. I said calm down.
I can't calm down until I get my hands around her throat.
You say he wants to kill me.
Willie, what? You'd better go to your room.
Why should I go to my room?
It's just better that way.
You're already on the
just
other side.
Just go!
I knew you would be. I knew you would. You hate me.
Nancy has the biggest teeth of the whole show.
She does.
Even now, if you look at a picture of her, you know, she doesn't have big teeth. She grew into them. She looks normal now. But I think that she does have very big teeth for a little girl. A big mouth, too. Mm-hmm. Now, I love to hate Nancy, right?
Yes.
And one of the things that was asked in our little Facebook group was, who is worse, Nancy or Nellie? All in all, who do you think?
I think Nancy is worse because Nellie was generally respectful to adults, or at least pretended to be. Nancy just doesn't care. I mean, she'll say horrible things to adults as well as kids. And they both have the scheming nature. But I just think Nancy comes out ahead because she mistreats adults, too.
Yeah, like she, I mean, we've never heard anyone talking back to teachers, really, unless it's Mary. No.
Mary.
Mary.
Yeah.
So here we go. We're at the post office, you know, having a little bit of a rap session.
Got to hang out with Mrs. Foster.
Yeah. And Harriet's here and she's ready to pick up her mail.
Bulletins are popular today.
Probably more bills.
Not all of them.
Oh.
Oh! From my Nellie! Oh! Thank you, Mrs. Foster.
You're welcome, Harriet.
You're welcome, Harriet. So the whole world knows now that she is Mal. But, you know, I think it's so sweet in a lot of ways how Harriet misses. Yeah, there's this relationship, I guess, that I didn't think that would normally spark between Nellie and Harriet.
Yes.
You know, you would think that these would be two people who would kind of hate each other, really. And we do see a little bit of that later on, I think.
Yeah.
But, you know, but it's...
I always felt sorry for Willie. You know, like when Harriet took to her bed, when Nellie and Percival decided to stay in New York. I felt bad for Willie. Like, she has nothing to live for. What about Willie? You know?
Yeah, you know, but it's... he's a man now. But, you know, I think it's the little girl thing. And but you're right. It's like, why are you so depressed? You have another kid.
Yeah. He counts.
Yeah. Doesn't he? A little bit.
He does.
So the bottom line is Nellie announces she's going to be taking this trip from New York City back to Walnut Grove. God knows why. It should be the other way around. I would say that the grandparents should visit New York City and have this other experience. Get to see the grandchildren, but that wouldn't make... well, that actually would make for a very good episode.
It would have been interesting to see Nellie and Percival in the new situation.
Right, and Nancy getting all jealous and mad and then bolting into New York City.
Yes.
Sounds expensive. It sounds like a much more of a higher budget episode, though. So
yes.
Maybe that's where we... where we're not really factoring in all of it. But here we are... she comes in to announce that Nellie is coming home, but all of this drama is going on. She had no idea, but she walks right in the middle of it.
Oh, that poor child. Well, Nels, you know, she probably isn't getting enough attention.
Not enough attention? That's all she gets is attention. Something has got to be done.
Something will be done, Nels. The solution is on its way.
What solution?
Nellie.
What about Nellie?
Nellie's coming home.
Now, why is Nellie the solution?
I don't know. Don't lay your child-raising problems on Nellie.
All right. Have you met Nellie? Like, she was barely tolerable when she left. So this is kind of a weird thing, but maybe, you know, it's like the saving grace, you know, the, she's the,
I don't know if they expect her to be a role model or what, but
yeah. And she comes into town and she's wearing this hat and there's roses in it and flowers. And
oh, but her, that wig, my goodness.
Holy moly. The whole, but she, not just the wig, but when she comes off the stagecoach, she's wearing this corsage or bouquet of something on her head. It's just like, have you been wearing that the whole time? Like, I wonder, I mean, it's not like they would stop, right? I mean, you get on the stagecoach and you'd stop every once in a while, I'm assuming.
Right. But is there room for that giant hat in that stagecoach? They're not roomy.
Not really. And she comes off, she's not dusty, she's not, you know.
She's, you know, she's perfect.
Yeah, she's perfect, Nellie. But here we go.
Mother, Hulk! Oh, so good to be back.
Oh, Nellie, my baby, my baby. Oh, my little girl's all grown up and looks so chic.
Nellie, oh, darling, it's so good to have you back.
Same here.
Sis.
Oh. Willie.
Welcome back.
Thanks. You must be Nancy. Oh, why, you're absolutely right. Why, she's just a picture of me at that age.
What a weird thing to say, right?
It's the first of many disturbing comments.
I would say that would trigger me as a kid and be like, what the hell are you talking about?
Exactly. Do you ever remember Willie calling Nellie sis prior to this episode?
But I think that's just supposed to be kind of him showing maturity. He's, okay. You know, he's kind of growing up a little bit, and he's so happy to see her because maybe there's a little bit of, he grew up, he hates Nancy so much, and, you know, Nellie was awful. So it's just, the whole thing is very strange. But I'm going to let this play out because Nancy has a few things she would like to say.
I've seen pictures of you at my age. We don't look at all alike. I'm way prettier.
Oh,
Ned.
Oh, it's just out of your face. I mean, that is such a thing that I think the season one Nellie would have said.
I don't think she would have said that to an adult, though.
No, you know, you're right. Do we? I guess we do view Nellie as an adult at this point.
Yes, but maybe it's different within the family.
Yeah, but she really doesn't have boundaries. Like, it doesn't matter. She's just horrible to everyone. So they're sitting in the dining room and they're eating. And this is what's weird. Nels refers to the other room. I think he used to call it the parlor.
It is the parlor.
No, it's not. Listen closely.
But he says the living room.
Yes.
Oh, I stole your thunder, didn't I?
No, it's okay. Okay. Here we go.
Oh, well, why don't we all wait till later?
Well, why don't we all relax in the living room then?
Very good.
Whose turn is it to clear the table?
Nancy's.
It is not.
It is too.
I cleared them last time.
That's because you were making up for the three other times you didn't.
That's a lie.
Oh, now, Nancy.
It is.
Must we go through all this?
No. I won't have Nellie's visit wrecked. So I'll do it.
Oh. Well, thank you, Willie.
So Will is standing up and being a man of the house in a lot of ways. He's been, you know, he's really great. He does it a number of times, I think. Then this is also to introduce us to a new Willie.
Yes. But this is the Willie that will marry Rachel.
But now the living room thing, I mean, that goes back to when they would have people die and you have, mm-hmm. you know, funerals at home and stuff like right. that. I just thought it was strange for them to call it a living room. That's
well, the term living room was not in use at that time. It didn't even start to appear in decorating periodicals until the 1890s, which is well after this episode.
Now, Was there anything like a living room? Was a living room used for anything?
The front room really functioned as a living room, but it's just a change in terminology.
Yeah, I think it was lazy writing. It was definitely lazy writing, I think. So they would even refer to it as the parlor.
Yes.
It's their fancy ways, and maybe they're just forgetting their fancy ways a little bit. So we're looking at photographs of the children, which I think is kind of interesting. We don't see them, of course. I don't know why they couldn't just show us something.
You'd have to mock some up.
Yeah, with the big nose. And so I'll play it.
See, let me see this. Mother?
Well, of course, they're just darling. But,
what's wrong?
Well, the shape of their nose, of course.
What about them?
Well, I mean, that I understand that the Cohen side of the family.
Mother!
Harriet, I think if you look carefully, you'll see that the twins have your nose. Look at it.
It's just kind of one of those funny things where she's feeling her nose, and it's just... that's a very much of an Olsen moment, but... very brutal to say that about a baby.
It is.
Yeah.
Especially your own grandchild.
Yeah. But, you know, she gets over it pretty quickly, I think. I think everybody does.
It's just Harriet being Harriet.
So they tell Nellie that she's going to be staying in the same bed as Nancy. And Nancy isn't too happy about this, didn't want to change the sheets because they weren't dirty. The whole thing just kind of devolves into this anger. There's a lot of anger between Nancy and really everybody. You know, she doesn't seem to get along with anyone.
Yes, which I think they could have avoided by simply telling her about it beforehand.
Yeah, I wonder if they did and it's kind of like she didn't hear it or something like that.
Could be.
I would not want to sleep on that couch, though. That couch does not look comfortable at all.
No.
But here we go. This is reminiscing in bed a little bit. I'm just going to play a little bit of it and kind of get right to the funny part.
Oh, Nancy. I can't tell you how good it is to be back home. All the memories I have in this room.
Now, that's kind of weird, right? Like, when I was having Willie record Laura tell her deepest, darkest secrets. Or when I threw, when we made fun of the girl who, what did they make fun of the girl?
She stuttered.
Yeah, she stuttered.
I pretended to be paralyzed.
Yeah, there were so many. Yeah, when she was paralyzed. She actually sounds like she's talking about that at one point later. When she sees Doc. I think in the next scene I'll play it. We'll see. We just get like a little bit of a snippet though.
But, gotta have a little Doc.
Yeah, of course. We get more than just a little Doc. Don't we get him? Actually, I don't know. Does he show up at the end? I think they say to call him, but I don't know if he shows up again.
I'm not sure.
But she's just kind of talking, reminiscing in bed, and she all of a sudden hears this in the background. I'm talking about Nellie hearing this.
Yes.
What do you think you're doing?
I had to wake you up.
Why?
Because you were snoring.
Snoring?
Yes.
I don't snore.
Nancy, you do.
I'm telling you I don't snore.
Well, I'm not lying.
Yes, you are. And I'm not putting up with it either.
So Nancy storms down and goes into bed with, Nels and Harriet and just snores her head off, keeping them up all night. Kind of hilarious.
Yes.
What is that a thing where you're supposed to wake somebody up if they're snoring?
I've heard that, but I don't see how it solves the problem because they'll fall back asleep and start snoring again.
Yeah, I would say so. I think it's kind of strange. And all right, so the next morning, the Olsens are exhausted. This is also very strange. We're about 12 minutes into the episode, and we have really seen almost no one else, no other main character for the most part. It's just Olsen's.
Yes.
I think that might be like a very rarity. Like at this point, you're kind of curious if maybe this is all going to be Olsen's,
mm-hmm.
but it's not. But here we are in the breakfast the next morning.
Honey, aren't you going to say good morning to your sister?
I'm late for school.
Guess I'd better sleep on the couch.
Oh, you will do nothing of the sort. That's out of the question.
It certainly is.
No, really. I don't mind.
Sis? You can have my room.
I think you're right about the sis. It doesn't land well. But I think what he says is super nice, and it is. We love this Willy. This is the Willy we all love.
Well, I can't do that.
Well, why not? I could sleep on the couch. I mean, it'd be kind of different.
You really don't mind?
Nah.
All right, then. I appreciate that.
Well, better be going.
Bye.
Looks like I'm not the only one who's changed. I'll clear the table.
Oh, honey, I'm going to give you the best birthday party that you have ever had.
Really?
Uh-huh. But first, I'm going to go back to bed and have a little nap.
You know, the whole thing is so... I just love the Olsen's life. They just.
I do, too.
Sometimes everything seems to be fine, and you kind of... Nancy just really is putting a damper on everything. It's so bizarre.
But I think the Olsens are bringing some of that on themselves.
Well, of course. You know, it's... Well, in the next couple scenes, we have... I'm going to try to cue up the conversation between Nelly and Doc, just so we can get in on that. Here we are.
Yeah, you sure fooled me. But when Laura found out, all of a sudden, there you are, rolling down the...
I deserve
it. Nelly!
Oh, Reverend Alden!
It is so good to see you.
It's so good to be back.
Doesn't she look wonderful?
Thank you.
Here's a cross. she's Jewish now, you know. So, it's just one of those weird things. But, you know, I love the fact that everybody's kind of there. Everybody's like so happy to see Nelly, of course. And
yes, let bygones be bygones.
Yeah, it's kind of like a very amazing thing, and they even address it kind of. But everybody's hugging and grabbing Nelly, but not Almanzo. Not Almanzo. He knows he's not to touch another woman because Laura will have him.
Look what happened to Brenda Sue.
Oh my God, she went right for her.
Yeah.
This is a song.
Hello, Alonzo.
Nelly. Nelly! Welcome back.
He shakes her hand like she's a Mormon. It's so funny. It's so bizarre to me. It's kind of like...
Yeah, it's pretty anime.
Let's be honest here. They did have a date.
Yeah, they had cinnamon chicken.
Was not successful, and she thought his name was... practically Zaldamo, but
yeah.
it's a strange one.
Harry, you were coming.
Thanks. It seems like ages. Where's Laura?
She's inside with the baby.
I can hardly wait to see her.
Nelly!
Oh, Laura, it's wonderful to see you.
Welcome home.
Just look at you. All grown up.
Well, so are you.
I missed you.
Oh, I miss you, too.
I can't believe we're saying this to each other. Do you remember how we used to fight?
I sure do.
Wonder if you can still beat me up.
I don't know. Want to fight?
Yeah. First, I want to see the baby.
Okay, come on.
And
so weird.
Yeah, it is weird. I think it's sweet, though. I like the fact that they ended up being friends. In real life, of course, they're friends. So maybe this was, this was like, maybe a healthy thing for the actresses to actually get to do. It's like, you mean we're allowed to be nice to each other on camera?
Which is nice.
Yeah. I can only imagine that they might spend time with each other outside of filming. And I don't know if this was a reality, but you would think like if you saw them together out of character, you might think that, you know, they were about to get into a fight or something.
Yeah, I've heard that sometimes people have a lot of difficulty separating actors and actresses from the characters they portray.
Well, I think that Alison Arngrim would say that she's fallen into that more than one time. She's talked about how people will just kind of address her right to her face about it, and they have a difficult time separating.
Which I don't really understand, but I guess it happens.
I don't think so. Not in this dimension. It shouldn't. Should not. It's like very Cable Guy.
Mm-hmm. I love it when Harriet comes pulling. Oh, were you going to do a clip?
Yeah, but I'm always doing clips. So okay. Is there a clip that you wanted?
Sarah comes into the mercantile and talks
about... Oh, I have that ready. That's the one about okay. Yeah. See, we're on the same wavelength.
Mother, you have to help me with my essay.
Oh, that's another thing. So they announce that the essay has to be written, I want to say by tomorrow. I'm not 100% sure. And Nancy has not even started it yet. She's asked Willie for help, and he's like, you're on your own. So go ask Ma, who's eating a very red apple.
I'm sorry, darling.
Sorry, I'm going to actually...
And does your homework anyway.
Yeah, seriously.
Hello, Willie.
Shall I invite the Carters?
Why not?
Mother, you have to help me with my essay.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. Not now. I'm too busy.
What is Nell's trying to do? Like, just put on a new pipe on that potbelly stove. Is that a potbelly stove?
It is. I'm not sure why he's changing that, but...
Yeah, I think it's strange that I don't even know the purpose of that stove, really. You know, it's
to heat the store, I assume. Yeah, but it's not that time of year.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just kind of wondering. It's thinking out loud. Maybe it was to heat water for them to have in their upstairs inside out house, you know. Mm-hmm. The water closet.
Mother!
Mrs. Olson, is Nellie here?
No, I'm terribly sorry. She's not.
It's so funny because she hides the apple that she's eating behind her back. Like, she shouldn't be eating in public or
something. It's okay to eat an apple, Harriet.
Right, it's an apple. Yeah, so it's very strange. I guess it's not very ladylike.
We expect her soon, though.
Well, would you ask her to stop by the newspaper office?
May I ask you why?
I want to do a feature story on her, if she'd like.
Oh, really?
Yes. Growing up in Walnut Grove. Her school years, how she met and married a successful husband, gave birth to twins, and now lives an exciting life in New York City.
Oh, I think she'd like that.
Good. Well, I'll be working late, so have her stop by as soon as she can.
Oh, yes, we certainly will.
Thank you.
Good day.
Working on what? We have no idea.
No idea.
Yeah, I would love to get an issue of the Gazette or whatever it's called and read some of this stuff. Lately, I've been doing a lot of newspaper research, which has been actually a lot of fun.
Yes.
I've been digging through the history of scouting in my particular town. And it dates back around here to all the way to 1913. Mm-hmm. So... We found all this really, really cool stuff that was going on, especially in the 40s and 50s. So you get on some of these pages back then, and it's like, wow, I can't believe that this even made it to the news.
Oh, I know. It's so easy to get distracted and off on a tangent when you're doing mm-hmm. newspaper research.
I mean, but it's so much better than it used to be. I remember when I was, for whatever reason, I've always loved newspaper research, but... Back, you know, when in my teens, I guess, we had the microfiche. And,
yes.
Oh, so you know microfiche. All right.
Yes.
And microfiche is still something that's out there. It's still, I mean, it works, right? So
it does.
But you have to read the newspaper in order to find anything.
Yes.
You have to do a lot of reading. I just remember coming out of a session of research, and it's like my head is spinning. Because you just read, like, maybe 6 years on a certain topic or... something like that. And nowadays, it's like you just type in some keywords and it brings up, you know, like 200 articles.
Yeah. I wish more newspapers were available that way, but mm-hmm. for the ones that are, they're fantastic tools.
Well, you know, one thing that we use is newspapers.com. And yes. And actually, Kim Lair and I use it for Unsolved Mysteries Rewind, which is the other podcast that we're working on. And Kim is like a natural researcher. Like, there's something about her where she dives deep into a lot of topics, and she's really good at digging through the stuff. I think I'm pretty good at finding the surface information, but for whatever reason, she's really good at finding those, like taking that name and finding another name to connect that name and, you know, finding all that crazy stuff. But
well, it sounds like you complement each other perfectly in the, in this.
Yeah. I mean, I basically let her do 90% of the work and I just kind of show up and I edit the show.
Oh, you're that person on the group project.
No, I'm trying not to be, but she's naturally so good at this that I feel like the more I try, the more I'm going to screw it up. But I'm trying my best to not let her to just do everything. But newspapers.com is incredible because it's, you know, all around the country. But a lot of times we have the Long Island Herald, which goes back to like the 40s. And it really is kind of cool. I mean, I type in my street address and it shows me all this weird stuff that's happened on my street. And a lot of creepy stuff. I'm not going to go too much into it, but it's really, really cool. I think everybody should go to their, I found a lot of resources from my local library, because a lot of people don't know this, but libraries subscribe to a lot of resources that might cost money. So yes, with your library card, with your library card, you can just kind of log in and get free access. And it's really amazing.
Your library card is free.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is? I don't think of the library card as free. But I vote yes on all of the budget things. I feel as though it's one of the things that all communities should be aware that, you know, we do pay towards it, but it's one of those things. It's money well spent is basically where I'm trying to get to. It's when I think of something as free, I think that it kind of belittles it almost because, you know,
I understand.
You should visit a library once in a while.
I should.
Do you miss
once
your
in a while?
Well, are you back at your library yet, or
we are
fully or
no, not yet.
Our library, the Hewlett Woodmere Public Library, just went back to doing pickups. Not back to, but they have a thing you reserve online and you can go pick it up.
Oh, curbside?
Yes, curbside. Can never remember the name.
We're doing that now too.
And they're just like the best people in the world over there. But anyway. So, back to 1882. Where were we? We were trying to figure out why Nels was fixing that, the article, and here we get a little bit of a discussion from Laura to Nellie about Nancy. And I think this is Laura kind of letting Nellie know that Nancy's kind of crying out for a little bit of help.
Yes. Before we do that, though, I think it's hilarious when Harriet comes rushing up on the buckboard because it's an obvious stunt double. It couldn't be more obvious.
On the buckboard? Yes. Which scene was that?
She's coming over to Laura's house to tell Nellie about the article.
Yeah, I'm zooming through. I just have her going into the house. It's... Oh, okay. That's a dude.
That is a dude in a dress.
I think that's Michael Landon. Yeah, that is a dude with a wig.
Yeah.
I always wondered, like, if anybody, I mean, you can't really fake it when you're on the horse itself.
Right.
But I wonder how many of them learned how to actually control a wagon.
I don't know.
She makes a weird gesture to Laura's baby. I forget the baby's name. Is it Grace? No.
Rose.
I always do. But she makes one of those kind of like, ew.
Yeah, it was after Rose cried. And, you know, so I think it was a spontaneous look. So it just goes to prove how well Catherine MacGregor knew her character because she reacted as Harriet.
Yeah, she really did. It's just so strange. So here we go. It's a little bit of a... you know, another thing is, if you notice, Laura's her decorating skills really came from her upbringing. The walls are wood. There's, I don't know, it's so rural. I don't, understand why. I mean, the Wilders are, you know, a little bit of a more dignified crowd, I would think.
It certainly doesn't. I guess surely they didn't lose everything in the tornado.
I mean, they have a china cabinet. They have things. It's just weird that they don't have walls. You know, like while the Eliza Jane's house was beautifully decorated and
yes,
had walls. It's just interesting.
See you tonight at the party.
I feel like a celebrity.
By the way, how are you getting along with Nancy?
Don't ask.
That bad, huh?
That bad.
Well, if it's any consolation to you, she does not get along with anyone.
I don't blame her. It's Mother. She did it with me, and now she's doing the same thing with Nancy.
Now, that's kind of interesting to blame Harriet, which maybe some blame is necessary, right? You know?
Right.
But we have Laura actually giving her opinion as to who is worse, Nancy or Nellie, which I think is great.
You were never that bad.
See? So if you agree that Nancy is worse, Laura agrees with you.
Yes. Which is surprising.
Yeah.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Oh, they're best friends now. It's amazing.
They are.
They really went through a lot of stuff together, these two. So they're getting stuff ready. There's a beautiful cake that is being made, and it looks delicious with the frosting and the marble cake. Multiple layers. We've never seen a cake so extravagant on the show.
I was surprised it was marble.
Yeah, I'm curious if that's
a thing back then, but
it makes sense if it's a thing, I guess, because how hard can it be to add marble? But yeah, exactly. I'm kind of curious if it was something that would be common.
I don't know.
So, all right, let's get to our next clip here, which is Nellie is going up and she's basically going to bother Nancy.
May I come in?
Yes.
Nancy's dress is actually really nice, I think. It's like a burgundy with this high collar, and she's got the matching bow. I would say she's dressed better in some ways than even Nellie.
I would agree. Yeah. It's a very ornate dress, I think.
Yeah, it's not an everyday kind of dress, but in this house it is.
Father says it's almost time to get ready for the party.
I know.
Is this your essay?
Yes.
What's it about?
Ask Miss Plum after I've turned it in.
Nancy, I want to be friends with you. But I can't make it happen all by myself. You have to want it too. Would you be willing to try?
I'm almost finished with my essay, and I'd like to be done with it before I have to get dressed. Do you mind?
Not at all.
It's like, so yeah, she does not hold back. Like, if she doesn't like you, she lets you know. So I think that there's a sweet moment here between Laura and Almanzo. And let's see. He's trying to tie a tie. I would never know how to tie one of these ties, like that old style kind of bow tie.
Right.
It looks difficult. Like, I can do a regular tie. I forget, a Windsor knot. But yes. I don't know. I mean, this one looks a little bit more difficult.
It does.
Would you like some help with that?
Beth, I can tie my own tie. What did you and Nellie talk about today?
Old times, mostly. You know, it's funny when you think back to the things you thought were really important when you were a child, when you thought your life was over.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's not that funny.
I'm not laughing at your tie. I was just thinking about the time that I put apples in my dress.
Apples?
Yeah. You see, Nellie and I both had a crush on this boy. His name was Jeremy Dodds.
And I was afraid that he would like Nellie more than me because, well, Nellie had filled out a little more than I had. So I put these apples in my dress. And
you can't say filled out.
Yeah, I guess she can. Salacious.
I think that this is a very interesting story to be telling. Like, I just think, yeah. I mean, all right, it's her husband and, you know, it's, I don't know, just the way it's being told is not something that is in line with the normal writing of Little House on the Prairie.
Mm-hmm. And it's such a minor story, although I appreciate it's an actual story, mm-hmm. because I remember in Look Back to Yesterday, Laura's talking about something that happened with Willie and Andy and became blood siblings with these little leather things, and that never ever happened in the series. But at least this happened.
Yeah.
I went to school.
You did not.
Yes, I did. It is one of those days I thought I was going to die. Thought my life was over. I'll never forget it. I reached up to write something on the blackboard, and my left apple fell onto the floor. I was sure I was going to die.
Now, I wonder if they said, okay, Melissa Gilbert, I guess it's okay to wear mascara. Because she's totally wearing mascara in this.
Yeah.
Very strange. I think we...
She wears the eyeshadow sometimes, too. Doing a smoky eye.
But I wonder...
where that's coming from.
But is that... was that something that was done at all? I know powders were used. But I don't think mascara was really used until maybe the 20s or 30s.
I think it would be unusual for a woman in her position to be using that kind of makeup.
Well, she's talking about apples.
Well, that's true.
Who knows what this woman's talking about? But I just thought it was kind of interesting. But then again, we're at 1982. You know, it's the show's been on now for 8 years. She's kind of the star. And I guess she could really kind of do whatever she wants to do at this point. It's not like they can fire her, right?
Right.
So they're at the party. And, of course, Nellie's getting gifts like she's 12 years old again. And I don't know. It just seems, it seems very nice. But at the same time, they don't even realize that they're not paying any attention to poor Nancy.
They're not. It's interesting to me when Will, at the start of the scene, when Willie is putting up the happy birthday Nellie sign,
mm-hmm.
that it's so crooked. He's asking if it's straight. And like, boy, do you really think it's straight? Because it's not even close to being right.
Yeah, it's like, you're really bad at this.
Or maybe he's just messing with his mother.
There's also Chinese lanterns in the back. I'm kind of wondering, is that something that you would find in 1882? Chinese lanterns? Maybe.
In Minnesota?
In Minnesota?
Maybe in New York.
Yeah, definitely in New York. But I see one, actually. I don't know. I have to kind of skim through. But there's a couple, actually, that are around. That's kind of interesting. I thought that's kind of strange. But Nancy finally thinks, all right, I've had enough. They clearly hate me.
They hate me.
You hate me.
You hate me.
The quivering voice that
She's the queen of the quivering voice.
And for once, I think that we kind of sympathize with Nancy, even a little bit.
I know I do.
Yeah.
And there aren't any other episodes where I do.
No. Did you notice that the name of the restaurant and hotel is Nellie's on the top?
When did they change it back?
No. Well, on the top, it says Nellie's Restaurant and Hotel. And in the window, it says Caroline's.
Oh.
So I just took a screenshot.
Did they ever change the main outdoor sign, though? I don't remember them changing it.
The big one, the big, like, over, the one that's over the front door, the huge sign, is Nellie's Restaurant and Hotel. I'm pretty sure that was also changed.
Okay. I didn't really remember.
I don't know, but I just think it's weird that it's called two different things in this one shot.
Yeah. Which is it?
But it's also kind of Caroline's not even on the show anymore.
No.
She's sold out.
There's Jody Carter's in her house.
So the next morning, they're all kind of like, they thought that Nellie would be sleeping all morning, and she's like, no way. And let me just get to that little bit of a clip here. They're kind of curious why Nancy just kind of vanished last night. I'm not really sure why they wouldn't have peeked into her bedroom to make sure everything is okay, but they did not. A little too much punch, maybe. Maybe I don't know, maybe somebody spiked the punch with a little bit of hooch or something.
Willie!
Yeah, Ma?
Come on, darling. Make sure that Nancy's awake. I don't want her to be late for school. You either.
I will.
Nancy, I don't understand why Nancy's so tired. Slipping out of the party like that last night?
Now, Willie makes a weird move here, which yes. I think is kind of, yeah, it's kind of like, you didn't need us to come up here to tell us this, but here we go.
Right.
Going to bed?
Well, she was working awfully hard on her essay.
Maybe it's a good thing we didn't have time to help her.
Ma, Pa, come up here.
What's wrong?
Just come up.
For heaven's sakes, come on.
That's what you say when there's a body or something.
Right.
Yes, well,
this is gone.
Gone? What do you mean, gone? Oh, my
See,
goodness.
Ma?
Look what she's done. What is this?
Her bag is missing.
What's this? It's Nancy's essay. Why I Hate My Life by Nancy Olson.
Now, why didn't she read that before? She picked up the paper before.
I don't know. You know what's also odd to me with this is it's strange that they know she snuck out of the party. Nobody checked on her when they got home.
Right.
She's a little kid. Go in and check. Make sure she's okay. See if there was a reason why she left the party. No, they didn't. They could have had been on her trail hours and hours and hours ago, but nobody bothered to even check on her.
Yeah, it's very strange. So they all take it very seriously. They've been here before, right? Where they
yeah.
have to get a search party going. So Nellie decides to go with Nels. And here they go. They're having a little bit of a moment as they're searching for her. Not once until a little bit later do you hear anybody calling out for Nancy, though, which I think is kind of strange.
I don't think so.
Oh, whoops.
He's too afraid of Clue.
Sorry.
You really ought to eat something.
I know. But I just can't.
If we only had some clue, just anything, to tell us we're going in the right direction.
Do you think she would have left the road?
I don't think so. He's too afraid of bugs and creatures.
Now, here's the thing. Nancy came from kind of the streets, right? She grew up in orphanages. Why is she so helpless?
I don't know.
I mean, I understand she embraced the money, you know, but for it to happen this quickly, strange.
It is. And they packed a big picnic lunch. When did they do that?
Oh, there's no rush, you know.
Why did they pull over to eat it? I mean, you don't have a lot of time before dark.
Right. It's like Nellie's not
just
even hungry. But she's not even hungry.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I'll build a fire and heat up, make some coffee.
Chew the fat a while.
So how are those twins? You know, it's yeah. kind of strange.
No, I think the road is our best bet.
I can't stop thinking about that essay.
The truth is Nels doesn't want to find her.
Yes.
Because he's even eating kind of slow. It's like, oh, I'll take my time.
Maybe you're right.
We don't want to overheat the horses.
Nancy really sees herself as a helpless victim, surrounded by people who hate her.
Every day we prove just the opposite. How could she seriously believe that?
I don't know. But Mother's always saying how much she reminds her of me.
It's true.
Well, maybe she thinks that's the only reason you adopted her.
Well, I admit it started out that way, but it's not true anymore.
What a weird thing to even admit.
That's the sickest thing.
Right.
Yes, it's an insult to Nancy, and it's an insult to Nellie. It's just a sick, sick, sick thing.
It's really twisted. It's kind of like, it's like these people who buy the dog just because, like, other people have a status symbol, and then they
right.
don't take care of the, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, it bothers me so much.
I'm surprised to hear Nels admit it. I mean, Harriet, maybe, but Nels, like,
Yeah.
I expect better from you, Nels.
Now, was there a Nancy character that existed in real life? Any type of anything
not
to reality?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
But with Nellie based on three different people.
Yes.
Who knows?
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I definitely think she had to have been a creation at some point.
Yes.
But it doesn't mean that this didn't kind of happen. I believe people definitely try to replace their children with other children.
Mm-hmm.
And you find one that looks like them. It's kind of creepy.
Yeah. And I understand why they introduced Nancy for the show. I understand mm-hmm. what they were trying to accomplish. Because that was a critical element that was missing when Allison left the show. So,
yeah, I mean, you need that kind of comic, that mean comic relief.
Yes.
You have to love to hate somebody, and you can't just hate Harriet.
No.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, that's the thing. You're trying to, like, create another child character that you hate. I mean, it must be almost impossible to create a child that you hate. But they really did. I feel as though they really did create these two characters who are, like, just terrible. Just miserable. Yes. Now, again, during the whole time that they're searching, you don't really hear them call out for Nancy, not once. Which I just think is strange.
Usually when you're looking for somebody, yeah, you call them out their name.
Especially in the woods. But then they find her bag. They're about to, like, kind of head home because it's getting dark, and Nels is like, you know, oh, you know, we'll try again next month, you know? And so
you're so funny, Mark.
Thanks. But Nellie sees, like, kind of an abandoned structure of some sort. And it's like, what about this? Like, she's not ready to just give it up, but Nels is like, oh, we'll just adopt another one. Terrible. Yeah, Willie didn't like this one anyway.
Is it hers?
Yes, it's Nancy's bag.
What on earth could have happened?
It looks like some kind of a wild animal.
You don't think she could have...
No, there would have been bloodstains.
What a weird thing to say. And he's, like, looking around in hope of finding some bloodstains.
Oh, my God, yes.
He is. He's looking around. Now... We did leave out, I kind of jumped around because it's really a visual thing. Nancy's sleeping with her doll. Again, I feel very bad for this little girl.
Yes.
And she's awoken by a wolf that's snarling in her face. And she
is
just
it a
runs.
Coyote or a wolf?
Oh, yeah. I called it a wolf. I don't know.
Okay.
It just looks like some shaggy mutt or something. it doesn't really, I mean, it's not really big enough to be a wolf or a coyote, really. I don't know what it is, to be honest with you. It could have been a wolf or a coyote. I don't know. But it looked mean and dangerous, and it chased her until one point where it just kind of said, ah, forget you. I'm going to go back.
It's bored with her.
Yeah, pretty quickly.
It's in the bag.
you know, it's weird, though, because you could just kind of tell somebody whistled and, like, stopped the animal.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it would have been kind of funny if she dropped the doll and, like, you know, he tore up the doll. That would have been kind of funny. But yeah, so Nels is looking around. He's like, nah, no bloodstains. Oh, well. So now they start calling. You know, now they're calling out like crazy and won't shut up about it.
I don't see any signs of any. She's probably frightened away. Come on, let's go.
These are fairly fresh tracks.
Look about her size.
When did Nels become a tracker?
I don't know.
It's just bizarre to me. He's like Mr. Like he knows nothing about tracking. He could barely go fishing. It's weird.
Come on, Nancy!
Nancy! Nancy!
So, yeah, now they won't shut up about it. Nancy! And they're just kind of wandering around. They don't really have to... They're not really going anywhere in particular. So
I don't think they coordinated very well with Isaiah and John Carter. You know, the only two people they could find to help look for her.
Yeah, like nobody else is out there. But Nellie strikes gold because Nellie finds Nancy.
I'm here! Keep calling! Keep calling!
Nancy's running like she has a broken heel. It's so funny. She's so dirty. It's like crazy.
I'm here. All right.
It's all right. You've been found.
I didn't think anybody would come for me.
Hush. You'll be all right.
She said, don't tell me to shush. Just waiting. Like, did you bring any candy? That might have been a Nelly type of thing.
Yes.
So, all right, back at the house, we're Willie's the man of the house, really. So he's checking in on Maya. I really do like this version of Willie so much.
I do too.
It was also kind of cool that he wasn't in the corner in the beginning. How, yes. Nancy was being sent to the corner. Yeah. Kind of good. What?
Ma? It's way past midnight. Staying up won't make him come home any sooner.
No, I know, Willie. I can't go to sleep until my baby's come home again.
All right, if I turn in?
Yes, darling. Yes, go to bed.
It's like, oh, God, again with this. I guess we have to go to Mankato and find another one.
Yes.
Oh, no. But just as he's about to head to bed.
Just can't seem to keep my eyes open.
He's so worried.
Oh, my baby. Oh, baby, you gave us such a fright. Are you all right, Nancy?
Yes, Mother. You mean you really miss me that much?
Oh, Nancy. How could you ask such a question?
I'm so glad.
I like how she doesn't even say, I'm sorry I ran away. I'm sorry I worried you.
Oh, she's sorry.
Holy cow. She learned nothing this one.
No, she didn't.
Holy moly. She's the worst. So here we are. I guess later that night still, right? We're up. We're talking like, what are we going to do with this kid kind of thing? And Nellie's like, my kids are not going to grow up like this.
Indeed. Percival won't let him.
No.
Poor little thing. She woke up and she started clinging to me and telling me how wrong she was to feel that nobody loved her.
That's a weird thing to say, right?
Did she really say that, Harriet?
But even if she did, it's almost like it's not... I don't know. It's just kind of a weird, weird thing. Like, it's not really apologizing. It's more like, oh, I was so silly to not think that you didn't love me, but, you know, kind of like maybe you should try harder.
Yes.
Maybe that's the thing. And I think that's exactly what the intention was in the show, actually, was that this little girl needs a real lesson being taught. But.
And there's no accountability here for her.
No.
You know, one of the reasons I never ran away when I was a little kid, because I think every little kid thinks about it at some point, was I was so afraid of getting murdered when I wound up back home. I was too afraid. Yeah. And she just, like, nobody says anything to her.
Yeah. I mean, right. There are no repercussions.
None at all.
Well, if she finally understands that... may have a changed child.
It could have all been worth it, if that turns out to be true.
Poor little thing. Oh, Nils, she just cried and cried and cried.
She all right now?
Yes. I told her that I'd get her a nice new doll from Paris. And she just went right off to sleep again.
Harriet, you don't give a child a prize for running away.
Oh, heaven's sakes, Nils. Do you think I don't know how to raise children? Look at Nellie. Gotta go back upstairs. Sit with her. Take her nap in case she wakes up again. You go to bed, darling.
Remember, I said it could have all been worth it.
Poor Nels.
I know.
You should have ran off with that lady.
Yes. Molly Reardon.
See, that's why I enjoy doing the show with you so much, because you have the name right on the top of your head. Like, boop, Molly Reardon.
They could dance a jig together.
Yeah, I always liked Nels. I always thought, you know, he deserved better. But then again, I do like Harriet.
Yes.
I think she has, her character does get more developed over time. Here we go. So it was a short stay. I don't know. What do you think? How many? A week? How long was this?
I'd say maybe a week or two. Maybe 10 days.
Yeah, maybe. And then you're off to probably 10 more days to travel from Minnesota to New York City.
I wonder how long that would have taken.
All I know is the first stop in New York City, she probably went to, I don't know, what do you, I'm just trying to think of what what she would have done. Probably get pizza or something, or a bagel. Mm-hmm. Not sure. But that must have been a really wild ride. That must have been a very, very grueling and long... Just to get into the city itself must have been really kind of interesting.
Right. And, you know, think of it. You can't, it's not like you can take the train to Walnut Grove. They probably, she probably had to go to Minneapolis or something and then take the stage all the way. And riding in a stage was no fun.
Yeah. Very strange. But here we go. We're saying goodbye now.
Mother.
Oh, Nellie, darling. It's so hard letting you go.
No.
Goodbye, sis. It's really been great.
Thanks, Willie. It has for me, too.
Goodbye, Nellie. I'll miss you.
I'll miss you, too, Nancy.
Aww.
I'll never forgive myself for the way I've acted.
Just remember, the whole secret of getting people to like you is for you to start liking yourself.
You've been such a help to me.
Oh, bye-bye.
Oh, darling. Will your father now come visit you next time? Right?
Come on, let's go.
Really smacked her back there.
There we go. Careful. Bye-bye, darling.
Bye. All right, as soon as I get there. And Percival, too.
You give all love to the whole family.
I will.
Kiss.
So they go away and
listen to her make promises for Percival.
Yeah, it's like Percival.
Maybe he doesn't want to write.
He's not. Maybe we can't write anymore. I don't know. He's too busy with those twins. Who's watching those twins?
Mother Cohen. I don't know.
Yeah, the Cohen's probably good grandparents. I would have loved to see them all in the city. I really would have. That would have been.
It would have been wonderful.
That would have been a great like 3-parter episode type of thing. Mm-hmm. So, Harriet has a question for Nancy as the stagecoach pulls away.
Oh, Nancy, honey. You were so nice to Nellie. Did you really mean it when you said that you would miss her?
Oh, yes, Mother, ever so much.
Oh, it's a good girl. You see, there I do, too, know how to raise children.
Yes, dear.
Oh, come on, we've got a store to run.
So they go away, and you think that's the end, right? But
you do.
You're like, oh, wow, you know what? Maybe Nancy's going to be sweet now from now on. But hold on.
That would be boring.
No. Yeah, that would be boring. So, Willie opens up his big mouth.
I hope she can come and visit again. Don't you?
What for?
I mean, what for? You just said you'd miss her.
I lied.
I'm telling Mother.
She won't believe you. I'll just say you hate me and I'll start to cry.
Nancy!
Well, go ahead, brother dear. Tell Mommy.
Nancy! Willie!
Coming.
She just kind of looks into the camera with these, like, evil eyes.
Yes. Tend to do a lot of, to close with still frames on episodes that feature her prominently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wonder if that was like kind of a trend that was also going on in the 80s.
I don't know. But there aren't many episodes that close with a still shot.
I don't know. On a scale of 1 to 10, I put her in about a 3 or 4 out of in character development and everything. I kind of wish there was more to know about Nancy.
I think if we'd had more time with the character, we would have seen some better development.
Well, I just feel like
two seasons.
I feel like they brought Albert in with a similar background story.
Yes.
And we knew a lot more about Albert. They developed Albert pretty quickly. With her, it's all very strange.
You're right. There was better characterization with Albert earlier.
It was just, maybe we cared more about that. We were supposed to care more about that character. Also.
Maybe so. Because it wasn't intended to be an evil character.
Because we never feel bad that that Nancy isn't with her parents or anything like that.
Oh, no.
We never, ever feel bad for her. But Albert, it's poor Albert. Just wants to be a doctor.
Poor Albert. Yeah. When he has those orphanage flashbacks, those are scary.
Yeah. And you would imagine, I know for a fact that it was much worse for girls.
Yes.
Girls would turn to prostitution and everything. It was far more sinister and dark in the real world. And very, very strange.
Albert went through some stuff. I mean, the orphanage and the guilt of burning down the blind school and his morphine addiction and his leukemia. And he went through some stuff.
Now, did you ever see the movie Deadly Friend with Matthew Labyrinth?
I did not.
So Chris Hassler and I just reviewed this. It will come out in the next couple weeks or something. And we also reviewed WizKids. And
I loved WizKids when it was on.
Did you really? You watched it when it was new?
Yes. Didn't last very long, I don't think. But
No, it was maybe a full season, 18 episodes or something. But I loved that show. I was really into computers as a little kid. I'm still into computers. And I don't know. I just really love that show. And so we decided to review and we had a really great time doing it. And it was very strange to see Matthew Labyrinth in this rated R horror movie called Deadly Friend. And it's almost like they took the character from WizKids, Richie Adler, and brought him into this horror movie. Because he is a robot. He's kind of a nerdy kid. He developed a robot and... Mm-hmm. You have I forget her name, but the Mama from Throw Mama from the Train, she's in it. Basically playing almost the same character from Throw Mama from the Train.
Maybe some people play themselves.
Yeah, but she was also in the Goonies. And it was, I highly recommend it, even if you don't like horror movies. It's one of these kind of movies. I can't believe I've never seen it before. It's not a wonderful movie or anything. It's just, it's weird to see Matthew Labyrinth playing a different type of character, I guess.
Yeah. I watched a movie that he was in that was from earlier, Tarantula's The Deadly Cargo. I watched that a few weeks ago.
That I've not seen either. What kind of character is he in that?
He's just like a local kid, the son of a main character, and... Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's not into the spiders.
I hate
that
spiders.
Are taking over.
Oh, geez. I have to look into that, too. I really wish Matthew Labyrinth continued with his acting, but
he's a very good actor.
Yeah, I think so. It's weird because I think when he's young, he definitely struggled with having a command of the screen. But when he plays the nerdy character, I think that he falls into it naturally. And I think he didn't really want to. I don't think he truly wanted to fall too much into that, get, stuck doing that. Now, Alison Balson, who is the actress who played Nancy, she didn't, she's done stuff here and there. She was in the movie Looker. She played, that was actually, I think, right before Little House. Did you ever see Looker?
I did not.
I bet you did. It's a total HBO type movie. and who's in that? Like Albert Finney's in it, Susan Day. I believe it had something to do with plastic surgery and computers and this whole like weird thing that was going on.
But, those are great things for 80s TV movies to have.
No, this was like a movie.
Okay. Oh, a real TV.
Yeah.
A real movie.
Yeah, it was from 1981. But yeah, she did like After School Special and did something in 2013. But I would like to see her do something. You know, I always liked seeing these actresses kind of go on to do other things. And I just, yes. I'd really love to see Alison Balson kind of pop up in something.
That would be great.
And it's always good to have another Alison. You know, it's kind of interesting too. We have the two Melissas, we have the two Alison.
What are the chances that you would have two Allisons kind of filling the same type of role?
And even though like she wasn't on as an actress, the person who worked behind the scenes, Charlotte, you know, was also with Charlotte Stewart. Was that your dog?
No, it's my cat. I'm sorry. Oh,
it's all right. I heard
the younger one.
The hairless one?
Stop. They're not hairless. They just look hairless.
Oh, okay.
Stop.
Oh, my God. What is that cat's name again?
Oh, Lord.
Lord, no.
The little one just comes by to complain.
Like, pay attention to me.
Yes, that's what it is, really.
Wow.
Sorry about that.
It's all right. Well, Suzanne, I want to thank you so much for doing this episode. I thought it was a lot of fun. This is, I think it's a big memorable one. People remember this one. I think it was a big deal when it happened, too.
It's nice to see Alice and Arngrim again.
And does she return to the show again? I don't think she does.
No. This is her last appearance.
Oh, that seems so sad.
I know. I know.
You know, there was only one episode after this. This was the one right before the Thanksgiving episode. So that's kind of interesting. I like to put things into the order of like, you know, well, only one more week and then it's Thanksgiving. So the episode that would follow this was The Empire Builders, which is a great episode. It is.
Yeah. But I always get confused with The Empire Builders and The Last Farewell because they have so many common elements.
Yeah, it looks the same, too. It feels, and I think Almanza is a big part of that one as well. You know, big part of both. But then there's an episode that follows that's right after Thanksgiving. And I do not remember this one. I kind of do, but it's called Love, and it's Mr. Edwards falls for the friend of Laura's, but they're age difference. I don't remember watching this one.
I don't remember watching it at the time the series was on either, even though I thought I watched all the episodes, but it's a strange one.
Mm. Yeah, it's. I'm trying to see who, so Jill Sholin played Jane Canfield in that one. Looks like Shannon Doherty in a weird way.
She looks very much like her.
Yeah, okay. So maybe that was in a weird, creepy, intentional thing. She really does. Holy moly. I said holy moly. But she hasn't been in that much stuff either. I don't know. These people, they come onto Little House and they're like, well, you know what? I'm not going to do anything better than this.
Yeah.
But
well, it's like the ultimate.
Yeah, right? It doesn't get better than this.
It doesn't.
But well, Suzanne, thank you so much for getting together. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for asking me.
Yeah, of course. And hopefully you'll return for another one of these. Like, this one's a big one, but I would love to do one like Love, if you want. I mean, these are like the more off-the-beaten-path type of episodes.
Sure.
I like this era of Little House. I feel like I don't really know it as well. I think we've all seen the first, like, five seasons, like, a kabillion times. But it's these episodes that people kind of forget about.
I think there are some really stellar episodes in the last season. There are some real clunkers too, but there are some really excellent episodes. I'm impressed by multiple ones.
I also would have liked to see Mrs. Carter. I would like to have known like what was written. I wish they kind of at least showed the cover of the newspaper being.
Printed. Let's see the masthead.
Yeah. Kind of like local girl makes big or something.
Yes.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider supporting Walnut Grovecast by heading over to patreon.com/walnutgrovecast. Any support is appreciated.